This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Sri Lanka's prime minister has agreed to resign on after party leaders in parliament demanded both he and the embattled president step down on the day protesters stormed the president's residence and office in a fury over worsening economic crisis. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Sri Lankan protesters demanding President Gotabaya Rajapaksa's resignation move at pace toward the presidential secretariat building, while police are tear gas as they guard a barricaded road. Another image shows protesters sitting on top of a police water cannon vehicle. Thousands of people have demonstrated in Kolombo against our nation's worst economic crisis in recent memory. Now Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe has said in a voice statement he will resign when all parties have agreed on a new government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told his Chinese counterpart Saturday that China's support for Russia's war in Ukraine is complicating U.S.-Chinese relations at a time when they're already strained over other issues. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi blamed the U.S. for the downturn in relations and said American policy has been derailed by what he called a misperception of China as a threat. Blinken is now in Bangkok, where he's expected to talk about the situation in Myanmar. He said he conveyed the deep concerns of the United States regarding Beijing's increasingly provocative rhetoric and activity toward Taiwan. And the International Monetary Fund's Executive Board has approved a $638 million extended fund and credit facility for Benin. The 14-month arrangement is meant to help the West African nation address pressing financial needs. This is VOA News. A motorcade carrying the body of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe of Japan arrived Saturday at his home in Tokyo. Meanwhile, in the city of Nara, where Abe was assassinated Friday, police said there were security flaws. Mourners gathered both at his residence and at the scene of Friday's attack in Nara, where Japan's longest-serving modern leader was gunned down while making a campaign speech. The country's political establishment called the killing an attack on democracy itself. Police arrested a 41-year-old man immediately after Abe was shot at close range. They said the suspect had used a homemade gun. Britain's Conservative Party committee overseeing the contest to select British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's replacement is expected to whittle its shortlist down to two names by July 20th, this according to a member of that committee. The so-called 1922 committee will set out the exact rules and timetable for the contest next week, after Johnson was forced this past week to quit by his own party. Many lawmakers are pushing for a fast-tracked process. British Defense Secretary Ben Wallace, one of the two favorites to succeed Johnson, said Saturday he'd decided not to run in the leadership contest. The U.S. congressional panel investigating the Capitol riot has heard from the former Trump White House counsel. AP's Norman Hall has that story.
Former White House counsel Pat Cipollone had an eight-hour private interview with the January 6th committee. Cipollone has been a sought-after witness over his role trying to prevent then-President Donald Trump from challenging the 2020 presidential election and joining the violent mob at the Capitol. Cipollone was subpoenaed for his testimony. In stunning testimony last week, the panel was told by former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson that Cipollone warned the defeated president would be charged with every crime imaginable if he went to the Capitol on January 6th trying to stop the certification of Joe Biden's election. Norman Hall, Washington.
Ukrainian defenders battled on Saturday to contain Russian forces along several fronts, according to officials, as the United States pressed China to align itself with the West in opposing the invasion of Ukraine, this following an ill-tempered G20 meeting a day earlier. A missile strike on the northeastern city of Kharkiv wounded three civilians in Ukraine, according to the governor of the area, though Russia's main attacks appeared focused southeast of there in Luhansk and Donetsk. And once again, our top story this hour, Sri Lanka's prime minister has agreed to resign after party leaders in parliament demanded both he and the embattled president step down on the day protesters stormed the president's residence. They were protesting the economic crisis. Marissa Melton, VOA News.